residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus has given us everything we will ever need. Everything we have right now, we have right now, we have right now. You might need some money, but I'm going to tell you, you have it already. You may need a breakthrough, but I'm going to tell you right now, you have it already. Amen. Whatever it is you need, he's already provided for it. God don't have to go to work for you. It's already been done. Jesus did it already. But you know what blocks us? Our mind. In our mind. Old belief systems. Still waiting on God, and well, God waiting on you. You see, grace starts with God. And he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. God is calling you to a higher place. God is calling you out of a lot of the mess and difficulty that has surrounded you, that python that has tried to squeeze the life out. God is calling you out of that into a greater grace. But you are called on to make decisions. And not to decide is to decide. When you don't make a choice, you have decided. Does that make sense to you? I feel the tug to share these things because God never starts anything until he's first finished it. When we look at the Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, where it says God created the heaven and the earth. But then it goes on to say the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God spoke, or God said, let there be light. See, that began the process of restoration. That was the start of restoration. That was not creation. If you read closely, when the land appeared, the seed was already in the ground. Amen. Something had taken place, and God was restoring everything to a pristine glory. I want to say to you today that we are in a time of restoration. And if you can believe with me today, if you can break the seed. See, your battle is not against the devil. It's the fight of faith. Stop. Stop. Tell the person next to you, stop. Just stop it. Stop allowing what flows in to you through your senses to govern you. There's another system. There's another realm called the kingdom that's on the inside of you. And that voice is speaking contrary to what your senses are speaking. But what you allow to build up the most evidence is what's going to govern your life. Will you hear from the Spirit or will you continue to hear from your senses? I'll say this all the time. If the news is causing you to fear, stop watching the news. If whenever you watch the news, you get a bad taste in your mouth, stop watching the news. What is that? A decision. There's a reality that's here that's parallel to this that we touch and feel and see, which is not true reality. Help me, Holy Ghost. To the carnal mind, this is reality, but this is time. And time is finite. There's a reality beyond time. That was before time, that's going on while time is going on, and that's after time stops. When there ain't no more time, there's another reality. When you were born again, the spirit that is eternal was imparted to you. He's on the inside of you right now. You that are saved, the spirit of God, the eternal spirit, is on the inside of you right now. The one that is not limited by time or space or judgment or governments, a supernatural realm. Now, if we're governed by our senses, then it's going to limit the potential that you carry to establish the kingdom of God, to be an instrument of God's grace to this world. Your anointing will be hindered. Everything will be hindered because you're governed by what you are hearing in the world and by what you are seeing, by what people are telling you who don't even have the Spirit of God, who don't know God, who don't know how God works, who are limited to this system, which is broken. Amen. Amen. Which has been shaken. And yet you listen to them more than you listen to God. The world will tell you, hey, no, it's not a good time to buy stocks. Don't know the stock. And the Holy Ghost tell you, buy everything you can. He'll tell you something like that. Buy everything you can. And now, depending upon which one you listen to, now you got to make sure it's the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, make sure it ain't just a ghost. It's got to be the Holy Ghost, not just a ghost. But when you listen, we had that experience. I share it all the time. We had bought stock in a company we worked for. It wasn't a whole lot of money. It was a lot of money at the time, and. When the stocks went way up, everybody on the job that was keeping track of it said, don't buy them now. They're going to go up higher. Right? And, you know, we fallen, you know, but I heard a little still small voice say, buy it all, get it all, sell it all. Sell it all right now. Sell it. You know, we had bought a certain amount. They said, don't sell it right now. And I heard the Holy Ghost. And so, just the way that he works, I went down to Stewart, saw an attorney, talked with him. They made a phone call, sold the stock right there. Had the check the next day. Nobody knew. Everybody else was holding on. The Lord told me sell. That week, the stocks went from where it was at the pinnacle. And it never got back to where it was. Never. But you see, do you have an ear to hear? The word of God says this, my sheep know my voice. Strangers they will not follow. But we have to tune ourselves to the frequency of God and not, we're bombarded every day. I don't know if you like, you're probably like me too, but you're bombarded with information, strife and contention, things that war against your faith. That try to, you know, steal your identity and make you feel unworthy or shameful or fearful or doubtful, whatever it is. But that's what the world just feeds all the time. So we need, as often as we can, to get into God's presence and let the reality, the true reality. See, the umpire of that true reality is peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome this world. The umpire. You know, see when we say an umpire, baseball, an umpire calls strikes, calls ball, calls someone out or calls them safe. Umpires in baseball don't get it right all the time. But yet, they umpire. Amen. They govern the game. Amen. They determine who's out. The replay shows he was safe, but the umpire said he was out, so he's out. Or he was safe, but he was out, but he's safe. Their umpire. Your peace is your umpire. Your peace will tell you whether it's of God or not. When the voice that I'm listening to brings me into a place of peace, it's showing me the way. When the voice that you're listening to causes you to become anxious, full of anxiety, can't wait, you better slow down. You better check him. Because the umpire is the one that governs. He calls the game. And the peace is the one that umpires. When God speaks, he speaks peace. He speaks peace to us. And that's how we know the way to go. That's how we know when to move. That's how we know when to get out of a hurry. He speaks peace to our soul. He whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace because he trusts in me. And therein is where we will find our way. Back to grace. All David was interested in was the physical location of where Mephibosheth was. He wasn't interested in any other details. Just where is he? Tell me that's not grace. Finally, number 6. Grace will work in all kinds of circumstances. In verse 4 of 2 Samuel 9, it says, "And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto him, unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Machir, interesting name. That name means to tumble in ruins, to perish. The word Machir, to tumble in ruins, to perish, to be brought low, to decay. And of course, we know the word Lodabar means without pastures, to be barren, a desert place. Number 6 is grace will work in all kinds of circumstances. It doesn't matter what your situation is, what your set of circumstances are, grace will work. It doesn't matter where you are right now. See, God doesn't care what you are in right now. God just wants to know where you are. It doesn't matter what your battle looks like. It doesn't matter how deep you're into it. God doesn't matter. That doesn't concern grace. Grace just says, where are you? I want to locate you. It doesn't matter how deep you're in, how wrong you've been, how confused you are, what you don't have. I just want to locate you. God just want to locate you where you are.
We are continuing in part 37 of Mega Grace, the prevailing word of grace, part 2. The word of God will not return unto him void. His prophetic word will give us preview of what is going to happen. But in essence, it's already happened. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 15 states, "That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been." When we look to God for that which is already done, our view will be changed to embrace a foundation that cannot be shaken. The veil of the temple has been torn from top to bottom. There are no more barriers to prevent us from accessing God. The barrier was broken by the sound that came from the kingdom when Jesus cried with a loud voice as he yielded up the ghost and said, "It is finished."
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.